Workman, Mabel White. St. Helena, California, October 2, 1907. Mrs. Wilfred Workman, Tacoma Park Station, Washington. Dear granddaughter Mabel, I was very pleased to read your letter. I did not suppose that the September climate in Washington would be as you represented. I cannot think that this weather will continue long. Be very careful in this new climate not to overwork. We have all been very busy, and especially your father and I, engaged in constant, earnest work. We have to watch on the right hand and on the left, lest Satan shall gain the advantage with souls. One night lately I did not sleep at all. The night before last I did not sleep after 2, and again this morning I awoke at 3. I am aroused from my sleep to write out messages that will guard souls against the snares of Satan. I am so thankful that we have the Word of God. All who have this book have that which will make them wise unto salvation. Study the Word and be guided by its teachings. Pray with increasing faith to be guided by the Word in all the concerns of your life. You and your husband need to seek the wisdom of God, that you may obtain that knowledge which will make you wise unto salvation. We all need to cultivate faith. If believing, you will seek the wisdom that cometh from above, you will obtain a rich experience in the things of God. By receiving and obeying the truth, you will bring into your life a power that will keep the love of God fresh in heart and mind and soul. That religion which has power to govern our thoughts and words will be a blessing to all who come under its influence. It will be productive of good fruit in our own lives and in the lives of others. We shall pray for you that your influence may be a blessing to those with whom you associate. It is the privilege of every child of God to gather from His Word that strength will give him peace with God and peace with his fellow beings. If you make this your experience, you will be a source of strength and blessing to your fellow workers. You will reveal Christ-likeness of character, and your ways will be acceptable to God. If you will take a right view of your individual responsibility to let your influence be a Christian influence, God will make you a blessing. He will teach you to walk with wisdom and discretion, and in the meekness of Christ. The Lord will make you His missionaries, to help those who associate with you. If we love God and keep His commandments, we cannot fail of being a light in the world. Be of good courage in the Lord. Look to Him in faith and trust, and He will bless you and make you a blessing in the school. I have had represented to me the work that is going forward in every part of the world. There is much to be done, and every institution should be conducted with as little outlay of means as possible. Let all your works be of a character that will encourage a spirit of economy. There is a large work to be done for the southern field. I am instructed to encourage, as I have never done before, the sale of Christ's object lessons and ministry of healing for the upbuilding of our educational and sanitarium work. Methods are to be devised by which the students can obtain an education by the sale of these books. There is need of my writings being more widely circulated, for they give the messages that the Lord has sent to His people. You can both act a part in this work when opportunity presents itself. A great work is to be done in missionary lines. We are to be laborers together with God in doing His work in the earth. Facilities are being rapidly multiplied for the speedy accomplishment of the work. Soon, very soon, the wickedness of the wicked will be brought to an end. In a vision of the night, I was instructed to look. I saw signs of wonderful activity in the southern field. Companies of believers, men and women, were doing their utmost to increase facilities for the carrying forward of the work. Schoolhouses were being erected that would also serve as places of worship for the colored people. Those who had been converted from this people were laboring earnestly to accomplish the work. The Lord is calling for converted workers who will act as faithful ministers and teachers to the colored people. We need less of commercial enterprises and more church buildings and missionaries. My soul is burdened when I consider the work that must be done in the southern states. We should be very guarded in our use of means, that money may not be used largely in a few places, when there are so many fields where the missionary must go forth with this last message of warning. I will now close up this letter. I will pray that God will help you both to act your part faithfully and in a spirit of meekness. I wish I could bear my testimony in many places in the South. Again I say to you, do not overwork. Remember that you are in a new climate and must act prudently. In much love.